such a testimony to the goodness of God. There's just so much joy in this room. You know, some Sundays it's like, you know, people are just dragging in, but today is one of those days that there's a lot going on. There's a lot to pray for, but you can just feel the joy of the Lord. The Bible even said that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we thank God for His presence with us. And so just a little bit about baptism before we proceed. Baptism is one of those, it's one of two things that Jesus expressly and explicitly commands us to do. One is to take the Lord's Supper, and two is to is baptism. Now, that's it. That's our responsibility as a church family. Those are the two things that He commissions us and commands us to do. And we want to be obedient followers and servants and children of God. And so this is very important to us in the life of this church and the life of this ministry, because we know that God shines upon obedience. Baptism, as we said in weeks before, baptism doesn't save people, but saved people get baptized.
Amen.
Does that make sense? Baptism is just an outward expression, an outward demonstration of what's already taking place on the inside, that God has worked and transformed and regenerated and took the old heart of stone and old black heart and has transformed it and given a new heart of flesh. And so this morning, two of our family members get to experience the joy and the pleasure and the gift of baptism. Just a couple of scriptures about baptism. Jesus was baptized, so you know it's a big deal. Jesus himself was baptized. And Jesus tells us in Matthew 28:18-20, to go into all the world, teaching and preaching the gospel, baptizing and making disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son of the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist explained that he baptized so that Christ would be revealed to Israel. Peter encouraged everyone in Acts 2:38, when the Holy Spirit came upon him. Peter preached the first sermon. He says he encouraged all the people to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Paul, he asked believers to be baptized as a reminder, as symbolic that their sins have been washed away. And in Romans, he explains that Christian baptism involves identifying ourselves with Christ's death and resurrection on a deeper level. That as we go down into the water, we are united with Christ in his death. And as we come up out of the water, we are united with Christ in new life. That the old life, the old self, the old nature has died. When we go down in that water, when we come up, we experience the newness, the new life that Christ has, that Christ offers us, that Christ gives. Christ said, I come that you might have life, and that you might have it to the full. So this morning, we get to take joy in that experience and partner with two of our family members. But before we do that, they are going to share their testimony. They're going to share their story and what God has been doing in their lives and how God has worked. So I'm going to get out of the way. And we're glad. Come on. You want to go first? All right. You just come and share your story. You can give us your full name, too, so we just, you know.
Cool. Yeah. Hello, church family.
Good morning.
My testimony is unique in its own, but nothing that you may not have ever heard due to TV or life itself. God has stayed with me through my whole life without me realizing it, and I'm grateful for that, because it's many times, like one time when I was 12, I said, I didn't believe in God. You know, I was upset. It seemed like I was always in trouble. I would pray after I got in trouble. Like, why am I always in trouble? Like, I don't get it. You know, you ain't helping me. She always whooping on me, you know. So, but I think that was just more of a cry for attention. I didn't understand at that point what God had already did just by giving me life and me never wanting for anything. I had my daughter young, and I didn't become what most teenage moms became, a statistic, didn't graduate, none of that. So he stayed with me through that. I didn't want to finish school. As soon as I knew about her, I graduated early. So it's kind of like I don't feel like she was that teenage pregnancy story where, you know, it was asked, I feel like she was there for a reason. He knew I didn't want to do nothing. I didn't want for nothing. I didn't have any goals. And she gave me those goals. I feel accomplished in a lot of ways because I'm doing things that a lot of people my age are not doing. And it's through the grace and glory of God. And I want to acknowledge that today. I want to get baptized, as Terry said, it's required. You know, I could be the biggest saint, you know, there is, but I didn't get dipped in that water, so I'm not getting in, you know. So I want to do that today. And I want you guys to witness this, and I hope it inspires somebody else to get baptized and just bring me closer to God, basically. It should be fun. It's warm. The water's warm. So. that's pretty much it. I ask that God stays with me and my family throughout my journey. I know it's not going to be a huge transformation, but it helps. It helps. This lady told me, she said she had to get baptized twice, but she don't think the pastor did it right the first time. I hope that I get it right the first time. So that's pretty much it.
Nothing special about this water. This is Long Beach finest. You'll probably get a shower afterwards. We didn't import it from Israel or Jordan. Nope. This is Long Beach finest. Thank you, Juana, for that testimony and what God's been doing. Next, we're going to have Ms. Loretta Rogers come and share her testimony. And we're going to do some baptizing. Is that all right? Yeah.
And since 2009, I've been going through a lot. I'm glad my children are here. My children's father, we were together over 30-something years, on and off. I miss him. I went through a lot. I've been going through a lot. For the past 2 years, 2011, 2012. And the only reason why I am still standing strong because of God. And my sons wound up back with me. My son Dominic had to come from Arizona from school back home because his dad had passed. Antoine's been with me for a long time. His first name is Will. I want to get baptized because I want to start anew, because I've been going through so much and I have just put it in God's hands, and I'm here, and I'm just made me stronger. So I want to give him back my life again. And I got baptized when I was 5 years old. And I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready.
You can come back up here and we will. Come on up. And you guys need to be praying.
Work it. In the water.
of doing of expressing to us what you've already done in our heart. I pray that you would protect her heart, that you would protect her mind, that you would lead her and guide her. Father, that she would experience the fullness of your spirit that you placed in her. God, we thank you for her life and what she means to this church family. I pray that as she leaves this place and continues to walk in this new life, that you give her the grace that she needs and that you would just direct her and be guided in her path. We love you. Thank you for loving her. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Sundays as a church is to give glory to God, right? To bring glory and praise to God. And it usually involves sitting and listening to a 30-minute message, right? But it doesn't have to, right? It doesn't need to be that. And I think, I love today's service. I feel like today that God got glory and praise. It felt like a testimony service, right? With the extended prayer and praise time and then the testimonies. And I want to leave you guys with a verse, okay? I want to, this is just verse came to mind today. As just hearing everything we're doing. This is 1 Peter 3:15. That's what it says. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. Always be ready to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have. I love today because we heard stories of God working, right? Praises of God working. And so my encouragement for you today is I hope each one of you, as you're sitting here hearing the testimonies and hearing how God's been working, that you're also considering in your own mind the reason for the hope that you have. So as you live out your life, as you live out your life as a light here in Long Beach, as you stand out as being different, as you respond differently, when people come at you with evil and you respond in love, when people are in hope and despair, you come back with hope and faith, when you stand out for as a representative of Jesus Christ in our city, and people come to you and say, well, how do you do it? Like, why are you like the way you are? That you're always prepared to give an answer for the reason for the hope that you have. All right? So just as the people came today, they had to think, right? Their testimony. Well, why am I getting baptized today? I hope all of us today are thinking, why do I have hope? Why am I here this morning? What has God been doing in my life? Because we each have a story, right? God's been working in each one of our lives to varying degrees, but we each have a story. You each have a reason you're here today. Those are unique. Those are a gift of God and a blessing. And God wants to use that, use you in the lives of others. And how he's going to use you is, one, by standing out and being different, right? And living for him as light in a dark city. But two, always being ready to give an answer for the reason for the hope that you have. All right, so my encouragement for you today, as we get ready to close up the service, but that you leave today considering and thinking, why is it that you have the hope that you have? So you're ready when people come and ask you why, that you're ready to give that answer to them and give all praise and glory to Jesus Christ. Because I bet we could all line up here today and have a whole testimony weekend, right? We could do it. Could we each have that testimony? And that's a gift to you from God of his experience from him. So be ready to share that as a blessing. Share that to others, all right? So that's my encouragement for you. I want to close this service in prayer, and then we'll transition next door. Lord God, I praise you again. We started this morning praising you and reading this service, praising you. for how you work. Thank you for the impact you've had in each one of our lives. Thank you that our faith is not just a head thing, but it's an arms thing and a legs thing and a whole body thing, and we get to experience you and see you at work. God, I pray for each one here today. I commission them to go out as representatives of you to their neighborhoods, to their communities, and that they would stand out as different. And as they do, and as people recognize that, see that, God, I pray you put on each one of them, on their hearts and their minds, the reason for the hope that they have, the reason that they live like they do in response to you. So God, I pray that we can all be living here today, praising you this morning for all that you've done. You're such a good God, and you prove it over and over. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, like Val shared during the prayer time, today is Luke's birthday, and he's got a cake for all of you, and you guys are all invited to a birthday party. It's going to be right over there. Let's do a cake. But he's excited to share that with you, so don't feel like you got to run off. We're going to be next door in the fellowship hall. We'll start, I guess, by singing happy birthday, but then we'll cut the cake and have some cake for everybody, so that's going to be next door. So hope you can come to a 7-year-old birthday party next door. So God bless you all. Thanks for being here today. All glory to God. Thank you.